Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, but also where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. This 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in the faith, encouraged in how you go about the right attitude with the right heart, knowing and understanding that God's working in his purpose and his divine will. And as we submit to his purpose and his divine will, we see God's demonstration in life. We see and understand his promise coming to pass, manifesting in our life. So as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we see God's light becoming stronger, greater. We see ourselves changing line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to depth. Height, depth to depth. We see everything in our life moving towards more righteous attitudes, actions, thoughts, words, deeds, that everything now is shaping to look more and more like Christ. So our life that we live now for the glory of God now demonstrates the power and the excellence of him and not ourselves and our selfish selves, our former selves, our habits. It looks more like him. So we want that, that Abraham walked at their place. We are in. We're in a process, and we'll have an ongoing process until we see Jesus, till he comes back or we go to meet him. So we have a process that takes us and makes us look even more unique, more of salt, more of that which draws someone and helps someone and encourages someone's life. We've been studying the book of Proverbs, been in this book for a while, getting all the nuggets that we can get. And basically, the book of Proverbs was written so that we would know how to be skilled and know how to act in every situation. We have not always known how to act in every situation, but this book was written by Solomon. God downloaded his mind, his wisdom into Solomon so that Solomon can show us in every aspect of life how we should act, what the word says about it, what the wisdom of God is. And so we're going back to that book. We were talking on different topics, and we were understanding that Proverbs are parables of grace, that they're written so that to show the importance of God's grace in our life and to show us how we are to live in God's supernatural maturity, how he uses the word and life experience to mature us so that we can have the wisdom that we need to teach us something, to show us a heavenly message using earthly principles or earthly stories. So we want to make sure that we get this. We started talking about adultery, didn't finish on Tuesday, and we want to go back to that briefly today. We started letting us understand that today's culture and society, people make it seem as if adultery is something that is honorable or something that is accepted, something that you should just do, that is nothing wrong with it, but it is something wrong with it. In the eyes of God, you're breaking a covenant. You're breaking a vow. And the Bible says we're not to make a vow unto the Lord unless we mean it. Unless we want, we're going to do it. That if we do, then we're going to fall into his hands, the judgment. And we don't want that. The Bible shows us many, many ways of how that adultery has come in and it has really divided and messed up lives. He lets us understand that because of the covenant relationship, we have a marriage reunion, it is like what we have with him, and that we're to honor him. He tells us we're not supposed to cheat on him. He doesn't want us going and worshiping other gods, serving other gods, being a part of another god's house in any way, shape, or form. He's saying, I'm jealous, and I want you for myself. And so we understand that that covenant relationship is holy with God, and he wants that same kind of holy relationship between each other, that when we see each other in a marriage relationship more than just your husband or your wife, but you see them as part of the kingdom of God. And as you see them with the kingdom of God, what it says about how we treat each other, how we respect each other, how we respond to each other, that God himself is watching. When you see them as more than just your husband or your wife, but you see them as a kingdom asset, someone who belongs to God, and it says it's better for you to be out in the sea with a millstone around your neck than to wound or to hurt or to go out or try to destroy one of those that I love. If you understand that God loves that person and that God has a purpose for that person's life and that God has an intention, and if you're messing with them unrighteously, provoking them, doing things that are not right, not only are you breaking the covenant of the union, but sowing discord and being a peace breaker, but you're now messing with destiny. And God is going to deal with you in that aspect. Even if you are his child, he still chastens us. He still uses life to teach us lessons or to make us understand that he is long-suffering and he will deal with you when you won't obey, respond, or align to what he wills. So when it comes to this, we have to really, really take this seriously, because marriage is not to be entered into unadvisedly, unwisely. We're supposed to be, it's really supposed to be those who are mature and that you understand the responsibility of the kingdom man, the kingdom woman, the kingdom family, that you understand now that you are responsible for looking like God and putting his principles in that house, in that family, that you lead and live by those principles of God's word. And so it is for the mature. It's not for those who are just doing it because it's the next thing to do. And that you're understanding that you're the person that out of everybody that I've met, you're the one that makes me feel or gives me what I need or completes me in the realm of this part of my life. You help me and I help you. And I would say, we don't want anybody else but this person. So it is more than just that. It's not this kind of marriage or this kind of relationship is not abusive, because when you look at Corinthians, it tells us about what love is, and it shows us what love is and how love is supposed to respond and how what love is supposed to look like and what genuine love, not flesh love, it's supposed to do, and how it's supposed to build up, and how it's not jealous. It tells us all these things because this is what God wants us to know. And I think I'm going to continue this study next week just for a day, just so we can look at what the word says about what love is, what it's supposed to do when it comes to because it helps us when we are tempted with all these things that pull at us, because our culture pulls at us. Society pulls it up. The enemy pulls it up with the temptation, the TV, on our jobs, in the community. It pulls in us and say that this is better. This is something you're missing. This is something that you need. And you don't want to open the door to something that the enemy has set you up for that's going to destroy what you're building. There will always be someone that looks prettier, looks better, smarter, more handsome, built or whatever. There will always be that person, because of all the people in the world, there's always going to be someone you've never seen, never met, and who has talents and gifts and abilities that you have not seen or have not experienced. But you don't go and try out everybody you see just because you've never seen them before. You understand that what I have is valuable, and I'm growing it, and I'm making it, and maturing it, and we're doing it together and building history and building memories in a family that is pleasing to God, that someone else can see and look at and say, this is what I want. Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 28, and it says, husband, love your wife, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, that he might present himself to the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but she would be holy and blameless. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. And this scripture is very critical. It's a scripture that really gives the emphasis to the husband. Why? Because God put him, made him his glory, and made him first, and made him children, because he's head. God is a God of order. So we look at that, he's saying, this is what I want. And I don't have time to go into it further. We will next week. You have a blessed, wonderful worship service on Sunday. Let that worship experience be something that draws you deep and ask God to look in your heart and the quarters. Don't allow the enemy to allow temptation to come in and destroy what God is doing. And if you have stepped out, you go back and get it right and get it right with God and change your heart and your attitude, because God can restore it. It's going to be some work, but he can. Be blessed. Have an awesome day. And we'll see you next week if the Lord should say so.